So you see everything down here designed to try to frustrate your walk with the Lord by making the world larger than life and by bringing in the spirit from it and having them incapacitate you. You know, people ask me all the time, can Christians have a demon? And they want to know, you know, can Christians have demons possess them? But the word in the Bible is not possession, it's the word demonized. So you can be oppressed, you can be affected by the devil, but it doesn't matter whether or not he's on the inside or outside of you, you just want him gone. You know, it don't make any difference where he is. But the devil actually has a lot of patterns he follows as far as trying to confront and stop a Christian. Before you got saved, his whole methodology was to try to create a realm whereby you didn't come to God to be saved. So he buffeted you, he distracted you, he had you involved in sin, he gave you stuff, he took stuff from you. Whatever he had to do to stop you from coming to God, he did it. He didn't care who he used, how he used them, how he frustrated you, what he had to do to you. He make you rich not to come, make you poor not to come. He don't care. See, it doesn't matter what the tools are as long as he can stop you from getting to God. Now, if you willfully overrode his actions to stop you and came to the Lord and got saved, his strategies and tactics changed. He wanted to empower your effectiveness in God. So the devil has changed his tactics on all of us. He's not working to stop you from being saved. He's working to stop you from manifesting Christ and being effective. So what does he do? He begins to demonize you. Now the word demonize is very, very, very important strategically to understand what it means. It actually means to incapacitate and to make you weak through oppression of demons. In other words, he'll disempower you. You'll become lethargic, lazy, laid back, casual. It won't be any punch in you. See, he's trying to knock out the drive in you. You got no real energy. You got no real get up and go. You can't do anything. You're a laissez-faire Christian. You know, that means hands off, just laissez-faire. Just, que sera, sera. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. So you'll find yourself, what? Tired all the time. Lethargic, sleepy. That's all demonic. You think it's normal. I'm just so tired all the time. I can't hardly talk to you right now. I'm so tired. It's demonic. He's trying to knock the punch out of you. He doesn't want you to have any fight in you. And so there's a form of Christianity that's promoted that's kind of like a soft-soaped tenderoni brand of Christianity, where you just kind of just love people and don't vocalize anything and just pray. Just pray. After somebody prays, somebody better get up and do something. You can pray all day about the Gadarene demoniac, but somebody better go cast out that devil. Lazarus is dead. Jesus can pray all day, but somebody got to go raise him. You see, so this thing that's disempowered the church folk has them asleep while yet appearing awake. They're walking around in a coma. They've been mesmerized and hypnotized by the devil who has put a demon in folk. And it came through the media presentations. It came through Facebook. It came through Instagram. It came from your stupid friends you still talk to. And they took all the heat out of you. And now you're just laid back in Zion. And you got no punch, no impact, and no power. Because you listen to the same junk every day repeatedly, but you don't take on fuel. See, I take on fuel in the daytime by myself. That's when I take on fuel. You know, in my car by myself, praying, talking to the Lord. You know, you take a day and a half to fast on your own. You don't have to announce this to anybody. You do what you do for you. That's how you keep the fire burning. They keep some heat down in your butt. Because the devil's trying to get you to put the fire out. Put the fire out. Just amalgamate into the culture and don't stir up no problems. Just be dormant. Just be quiet. Remain docile. That's Christianity. You should be smiling and greeting everyone with a joviality about you. Hi. Isn't it a great morning on your job? You walking in like that. Praise the Lord. Now here you are, Joel Osteen. Positivity. You know, PMA, positive mental attitude. All that junk they're teaching folk. That's garbage because it's got no firepower, man. You got to have some heat in your butt to win this fight. For real. That's why it told Timothy to do what? Stir up the gift that's in you, that was placed in you by the laying on of hands of the presbytery. What's a presbytery? A group of elders. It's what the Presbyterian church is run by, elders. He said the elders laid hands on you, man, and they put a gift in you, but you let it go dormant. Go somewhere and fast and pray, man, until you get that fire stirred up in you again and get some activity going in you again, man, so you got some heat pumping out of you. Because I'm persuaded that that same faith that was in your mother and your grandmama, Eunice and Lois, is also in you, boy, but you got to stir it up. Amen. You're dormant now. You got no firepower in you. That's what's doing it. You'll never put a dagger into the heart of the devil until you got some heat. Because yes. The devil will cajole you and laugh with you and talk church talk with you and talk Bible talk with you and just talk about all this junk. Notice how everybody you know on earth right now, bar none, 7.5 billion people, and everybody you know is an apostle. Have you noticed that? Everybody and their brother is an apostle. Whether it be woman, man, chicken, child, or duck. Notice it, man. They're everywhere. If they're not an apostle, they're a prophetess or a prophet, evangelist. 99% of those folks are crazy. Because you would never call yourself whatever you were anyway. You be it. What would happen to you? The signs of an apostle would follow you. You don't have to tell anybody anything. Anytime you see any self-promotion or business cards printed up calling you something, you can be assured of one thing. They're not whatever that business card says they are. The gifts, the Bible says, will make room for you. Your gifts will make room for you. Everybody's going to know you got the goods because your gifts will be pronouncing it before you and after you. They'll let people know this is the real deal. But now everybody on earth is an apostle. Why do people do that? They do that so nobody can tell them anything. That's why they seek it out. They try to get in the highest chair. So I'm an apostle and I'm at the top of the ladder, the feeding chain, so you don't tell me anything. I'm an apostle. And you know that person is a nut. We got a guy we used to go to church with now running around in Atlanta calling himself an apostle. You know that guy is just another coot that only addressed me as apostle. You got to say apostle before his name or he won't even talk to you. Well, I tell you what, apostle, let me take this chair. And I'll baptize you, apostle, with this chair. That's stupid. But that's the kind of stuff that people like. They go for all that junk and thinking all those histrionics are real. And they try to get this stuff put forth as meaning something. And it's crazy. All of it is lunatic fringe. So we got to learn the tricks of the trade. You got to recognize that most of what you see is just a bunch of nothingness, just billowing nothing all day long, trying to get you to believe it's valid. Notice how on Facebook Live, and all these different other broadcast mediums, you got all these folk preaching. It don't amount to nothing. Just preaching, 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 speaking, teaching, preaching, teaching, preaching, speaking. Always got a word, and they get all worked up in a lather and start talking real fast. And I would have you to know that the Lord has sent me. Hallelujah. That the Lord has told me. Hallelujah. Speak, Holy Spirit. And all that, man, this is stupid. It's just a bunch of stupid, insane gibberish. And these folks have really lost their minds. If I point it out and you've been overcome by one of those spirits, you get offended in it, not because I said it, but because the demon in you that came from that person is now defensive. So you don't understand that religious demon in them got in you, and you begin to worship that personality right there. And if anybody says anything about that personality, you'll feel the impact of you having joined yourself to that demon. So you're not a member of the body of Christ. You're a member of the body of that demon you ingested. So now if anybody addresses that demon, because you're appended to it as an actually living part of it, you feel the impact of somebody saying something about fill in the blank. Juanita Bynum, Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes. You can be demonized from a pulpit. You can be demonized listening to somebody speak the word. You got to know what's going on down here, man. The real gospel never appends you to a personality. Did you know that? You just won't get enthralled with folk. It just won't happen. If it's the real gospel being proclaimed to you, if you're really being taught the word of God, supernaturally, there'll be no joining to the personality of the person. It'll just happen. Because the Holy Ghost will never magnify and glorify anybody but Jesus Christ. So you got to have the right spirit in you, and the person teaching you has got to have the right spirit in them for the thing to actually synchronize and work correctly. Because you can have bondage in you and still try to magnify somebody that's telling you the truth. But when your goal is to be made over into the image of Christ alone, personalities just don't affect you. You just don't get enthralled with them. You know, some good word, I enjoyed it. The teaching was good. I took the notes. I got what I need for me to now grow in grace and in Christ more. That's all I'm after. The person can die next week. It don't affect me at all. Because I'm not following people anymore. I'm not behind personalities. I'm not worshiping Luther Vandross and Patti LaBelle. I'm not a fan of anyone. You got to be delivered from the horizontal to walk with Christ. Did you know that? The horizontal world has become strangely dim. And your goal in Christ is to grow in grace, to have God create an environment in you so that God and his son can come and do what? Make their dwelling place in you. Make you their abode. You want to become a tabernacle for God. You got to have a clear, concise, and precise goal in mind to achieve your purposes in God. You can't follow personalities. They try to do it in the Bible. I'm of Paul. I am of Cephas. I am of Barnabas. Well, I prefer Timothy. I really like Titus. You know what? Mary Magdalene told the truth first, and I'm with her. Folks always do that. They somehow get with somebody in their minds thinking that's somehow going to transfer to them. And because they identify with some work or some ministry or some church somewhere, somehow it means something to God. God is only interested in a living relationship with a person grounded and rooted in love, which is sacrifice on the parts of both people. Love is actually a covenant. Did you know that? Love is the sacrificing up of self for another person. Abraham cut a covenant with God based on him sacrificing up his son, and God then sacrificing up his son in return. And to seal the covenant, they cut an animal in half, and God, in the form of a burning lantern, a burning torch, passed through the sacrifice with Abraham. And as they went through the sacrifice together, it meant there's a transference of spirits taking place. Abraham is sacrificing himself up for me, and I'm sacrificing myself up for Abraham. And they had a blood covenant cut between God and Abraham. So we have to move through Christ, who is the sacrificed lamb. And as we move through Christ, there's an exchange made at the cross whereby Christ lives in me and I live in him. It's an exchange made. We changed positions, and we changed who we are and what we are in Christ as this sacrifice is fulfilled. Now, you got to understand what's going on down here to understand what's really happening. There are not 50 ways to come to God. Notice how at the Tower of Babel, what did God do? He scattered the people because they were unified and they were about to build a new world order in the days of the Tower of Babylon, Nimrod's deal. They were about to establish a new world order way back then, and God scattered everybody, and he changed what about them? Their languages, and I believe he changed the races. So when you see disunity and racism on earth, you say, that's the devil. God did that, not the devil. You think that this the discontenting of society and the confusion and all the animosity and different races and cultures and languages came from the devil? It came from God, because he didn't want what? He didn't want man on one accord. He didn't want man as a universal mind to come together against him and establish a work on earth that was antichrist. So he scattered everybody. Then he does what? He unifies man again, one way, in Christ. The only unification you'll have down here that is valid is in Jesus Christ. He made of all races one new man. He made of all races one blood. And it's the blood of Jesus Christ that does it. He is the cleansing mechanism that God now acknowledges to unify people. If you come together based on anything else other than Christ, you are antichrist. I'll say that again. If you come together based on anything else other than Christ, you are antichrist. I don't care what kind of peace movement you see. I don't care what kind of racial harmony you see. I don't care what they do and how they do it to bring the people together. If it's not based on Jesus Christ, it's damnable, it's satanic, and it will send you to hell. Unity is not the objective in the world. See, the world's unity is an antichrist unity. The common denominator for the world to unify is to fight against Christ. See, that's the only thing that's going to unify them. Notice how Pontius Pilate and Herod were enemies until Jesus Christ was going to be killed. Then the Bible says in one day they became friends, because they had what? A common enemy. When you see the world unified, they're not going to unify because they came together in love and peace and harmony. They're going to unify because the church stood up. When the church finally stands up, guess what? Common threat, common enemy. We're going to unify to destroy them. That's why nobody wants to jump in this, because they know what? You'll have a target on your back. As soon as you sell out to Christ, there's going to be a black and white circle drawn on your back, and the devil going to look for that bullseye. Because that's the thing he's after. Anybody that sells out to Christ becomes an enemy of the devil, and he tries to destroy you. So you find church people who are just religious, they step away from Christ. They don't come to Christ. They come to meetings and gatherings and convocations and all this junk you see. None of that is coming to Jesus. And you watch them. They'll circle the wagons around human personality every time. They'll name a church and say, you go to Pastor Johnson's church. They won't mention Jesus nowhere in the sentence. And the guys start calling it my house. Well, I'm not going to come into another man's house. Like the pastor got a house and it's the church. It's his house. All y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. You've been driven insane by religious spirits calling it Jesus Christ. So we got to back out of this real hard. Like you got a Mack truck, a big Mack truck, and you got it in reverse full tilt with rubber burning on the tires. Back out with everything you got, man. Back out full throttle and get back to Jesus Christ alone. You got to just centrally focus on him. Because if you do this any other way, you're going to be deceived. So we got too much sense inundation with too much junk from the world coming at us, and it's making us basically fearful. You see a guy mass shooting in Las Vegas, now you walk around circumspectly and nervous. I don't want to go to no crowded arena. Well, there's a lot of people to save up in here. I know, but it's a big crowd. And I ain't going out to save nobody because I might get killed up in there. No. They killing up crowds of folk. Now, I'm not going where there's any gatherings of humans. Well, how are you going to save anybody? Well, I don't care. Let them go to hell before I go into a crowd. The devil got you. He got you. He's doing this stuff for a reason. He's trying to make you afraid even to go out into the arena to bring the gospel. You got to be oblivious to your surroundings. You'd be better off just coming out of a room once a week, bathed in prayer and fasting, not knowing what's going on. This is why God can use John the Baptist. John the Baptist came in, he didn't respect nobody. It ain't lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Who warned you hypocrites to come down here to be baptized? Get out of here. He didn't respect no offices, nobody, no positions, no races, no cultures, no educational levels. He didn't respect no religious institutions. He was coming out of the wilderness with locusts in one hand and honey in the other. Just coming in looking crazy like a madman. Just don't care about nobody, nowhere, no how. But he was full of the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Think about it. He showed up. He didn't know anything about social structures, civility, Robert's rules of order, all that junk. He would have walked up to the Pope and said, "Oh man, you need to be born again." And everybody thought he's the only one in the place that had sense. But notice how everybody's sitting there in their red robes and their cardinal attire. All the nuns in a row after row of nuns. All the people who were Roman Catholics in there with candles lit. And the man come up loud and abrasive and tells the man the truth. The only man that had sanity, and all the religious people looked so dignified, and they saw him as insane and uncouth and not a person that was tolerant and dignified. He has no business in here. And he was the representative of God. See, that's what I'm saying about folks. They have been brainwashed and made brain dead and institutionalized to fit in with social orders and structures, and nobody wants to rock the boat. You can't get this done unless you rock the boat. You've got to rock the boat. If you don't rock the boat, you can't get it done. See, you can't fit into this thing. The horizontal is your enemy. Everything fed in from this place is an enemy. You've got to get some fire back inside of you to lift you out of here so you're on fire again for God. The fire is gone out in the saints, man. I don't care what anybody says. There's not enough firepower. And the reason why it happened is people got too top heavy in their minds trying to know a bunch of stuff, but they didn't do what was necessary to stir up the gift in them through prayer and fasting in the heart. You don't want to become so knowledgeable about junk that you lose the intensity of the faith and the fire that comes from the Holy Ghost. Now, you know, people are on social media saying talking in tongues is of the devil. Pentecostals and charismatics are satanic. It's a satanic cult. That's from top heavy, what you call naturalist. A naturalist would be a man like Charles Stanley or John MacArthur. They deal with intellect only. No spiritual power now, no power projection, just a bunch of information. Man, information by itself is a deadly thing. Now you've got a doctorate from Liberty University, a doctor in divinity, and you're top heavy with all this information with no power. The devil is more top heavy than anybody. You pit your mind against the devil with intellectualism, that devil is getting ready to wring your neck. You think you know the Bible? You think you got some kind of institutional training in divinity? The devil was standing there in front of God. You think you can study God and know something about theology? The devil stood right next to God. The devil has talked to God face to face. What you gonna teach the devil about theology? You see how you try to pitch yourself against this guy? He knows every way to keep you away from God, knowing the holiness of God. See, he knows how holy God is, so he knows what to do to us to keep us away from him. Remember when they were trying to get a man to curse Israel? And the man said, what? I can curse what God has blessed. So what happened? What did Balak tell him? I can tell you how to get them to curse themselves. I know how to make them unworthy before God. I can't curse them, but they can curse themselves if they sin against God. So look what the devil's tactics have become. He's not externally focused on attacking you. He's trying to get you to undermine yourself. To whom much is given, much is required. Some folk don't have to pray as much as you because they're not given to it like you are. You've got to pray because you got a heavier assault on your soul. You can't afford not to pray. You can't afford not to listen to praise and worship. You can't afford not to fast. You can't afford not to stay in your Bible because you got a target on your back. You think you can ingest the real truth and the devil just leave you alone? He's coming after you because you became a potential threat. So we got to lose all of this identification with information and knowledge and trying to acquire data. We got to get back to stirring up the gift. So before we get going today, I'm going to ask Barbara to come up and pray about this right here. But first, we'll listen to this video. Immediately following the video, I'll ask her to come up and pray, and we'll get to the message for today. So right after the video, just come pray after the video is shown. And we're dealing with stirring up the gift again and getting the fire started again back in the church.
I'm going to live because of faith. I'm going to live through faith. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody hold my coat here. I'm going to live through faith. Oh, praise God. I can't help. Listen, didn't I tell you the other day, if God provided for 3 million people for 40 years, their feet didn't swell, their shoes didn't wear out, and God provided for them for 40 years, what makes you think that God is rolling over playing dead at a time like this? The Bible said the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. And I want you to know that I'm just God's Western Union boy. I just left the Western Union office. I got another telegram. You may be too hurt to read it. You may be too hurt to see it. And you may be trying to read it through tear-stained eyes. But I'll read it for you. The just shall live. They're going to live through faith. Now we've got testimonies. If we didn't have testimonies, then I wouldn't have the faith to believe this. But the just has lived through the water, and the just has lived through the flood. Just has lived through the fire, and just has lived through the blood. They've lived through great sorrow, and we've got testimonies of such. They lived through the water. If you don't believe it, ask Moses when Israel crossed the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was behind him. The Red Sea yielded from 75 to 100 feet high, and the Red Sea divided 12 miles wide, and the water stood up like jello in a bowl, and Israel walked across Goshen, saw through the water. They lived through the water. When they got Jordan, they lived through Jordan. But when the borders of the priest's garment touched Jordan, chilly Jordan divided, old muddy Jordan divided. So the just has lived through the water, and the just has lived through the flood. If you don't believe it, ask Brother Nora during the antediluvian world, when the rain began to fall and the fountains of the deep broke loose and water came out from the ground, and the whole ark began to flow in the midst of the flood. When the wicked was dying, the just was living through the flood. Yes, the just has lived through the fire. If you don't believe me, ask the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They lived through the fire. They were thrown in the fire. Now you can take it for what it's worth, but in the missing books of the Bible, and I don't too much go with the missing books of the Bible. If we can live up to the books that's found, I think we're doing wonderful. But in one of the missing books of the Bible, they call it the Song of the Hebrew Children, and it's not hard to believe. For if they were able to tell King Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer you in this matter, but if it be so, our God whom we serve is able. If they were able to say that, it's not hard to believe that they went in the fire singing. For in one of the missing books of the Bible, they said the Song of the Hebrew Children, they went in the furnace singing. That's not hard to believe. Now, I don't know if they did sing, but if they did sing, I imagine their song was, "He's able. But they lived through the blood. I heard John the Revelator. He heard souls under the altar crying, "How long, faithful and true, dost thou avenge our blood upon them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes was given them that they would rest for a season. The just has lived through the blood. They have lived through great sorrow. David went through great sorrow when his son Absalom had robbed and turned their hearts from him. When David had got his courage, when he looked like he couldn't get nowhere, I heard him in the 55th Psalm when he said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, for then would I fly away somewhere to be at rest. My soul would hasten its escape. My soul would take its flight." But the just has lived through great sorrow. The just has lived through famine. Through famine, he's brought the just out. When women were starving and boiling and cooking their children, he's brought them through the famine. For Elisha said to the widow woman, "The meal shall not waste in the midst of the famine. The cruse of oil shall not fail till God sent rain on the earth." In the midst of the famine, Elijah was drinking water by the brook, and the raven was bringing him bread and meat in the morning, and yes, the just has lived through desertion. Even though they've been deserted, the just has made it all right. For I heard David say, "When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up." You don't have to worry if your mother don't love you. You don't have to worry if your father don't want to own you. He don't want to support his family. Don't want to show them responsibility. You're looked upon as an outcast. You're looked upon as an orphan boy. They don't like you because you're ugly. They don't like you because you're deformed. They don't like you because of the way your head is shaped. But don't worry. The just shall live. The just shall live. When my mother and my father forsake me, that's all right. The Lord. Storms are not a secret. Everybody know about it. But the just shall live through the storm. Through the storm. When the billows get through raging, when the tide get through sweeping, when the flood get through clapping their hands, the just shall live. When the clouds get through hanging low, the just shall live. They've lived not only in sorrow, not only in shipwreck, but they've lived through death. They've lived through death. Yes, they have. If you don't believe it, ask Brother David. He said, "I tasted of death." And that's why in the 23rd Psalm, he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley,
original Daniel Hinton. See, a lot of people that's top heavy and think a lot, they can't take that. But you better get some heat in your butt if you're gonna make it through this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all stand up. Y'all know I like to pray standing up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The just shall live by faith. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven. Lord, we call on your holy name this morning, Jesus. Lord, we pray for the body of Christ, Lord God. Those that have been born of the Spirit, Lord God, and washed by your blood, Jesus. Lord, wake up your church this morning, Lord God. Wake it up, Father God. Lord, we need to be shaken, Lord God. Shake everything, Lord God, that don't look like you, Father God. Stir it up, Lord God. Stir up the gift down in us, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today, Lord God, that we can come before you, Lord God, and call on your holy name, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask that you break every power, Lord God, every shackle of dominance, Lord God, in our lives, Lord. Every spirit, Lord God, every principality, every power, every ruler of darkness, Lord. Every Nephilim, Lord God, in the name of Jesus that's been assigned to us, Lord God. To hold us back and to hold us down, Lord God, and not to believe you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we bind the devil right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every satanic force, Lord. We bind you in the heavenlies right now. We bind you on earth. We bind you in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, loose your people today, Lord God. Loose them and set them free, Lord God. Where they can go forth, Lord God, and bring in these souls, Lord Jesus. Lord God, with the unadulterated word of God. Father, we trust you today, Lord God, because we know that there's a God in heaven, Lord God. We don't care what it looks like down here on the earth, Lord God, but we know that you called us, Lord God. And because you have, Lord God, you've desired to put your spirit down in us, Lord God, so we can rise up, Lord God, and we can do what you called us to do, Lord God, and be glad about it, Lord God, not having to look to the left or to the right, but to look up to heaven, Lord God. That's where our power comes from, Lord God, on high, Lord God. We thank you today, Jesus, that you called us out of darkness, Lord God, and into your marvelous light, Lord God. We curse every demon that want to curse us, Lord God. We bind those devils, Lord God. Always got something negative to say, Lord God. But Father, we trust you and trust you alone, Lord God. Everywhere we go, Lord God, it's because you're sending us, Lord. There's somebody somewhere, Lord God, that needs to hear your voice through us, Lord Jesus. Give us the holy boldness that we need, Lord God, to speak the truth all the time, Lord God, to love in spite of, Lord God, and to welcome persecution, Lord God, because, Lord God, you were worthy, Lord God, to receive it, Jesus. And because we love you, Lord God, we'll have the fellowship of your sufferings, Lord God, and we will suffer, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you today, Lord God, that we can call you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already made a way out, Lord Jesus. I pray for the born again believers today, Lord Jesus, that we'll rise up, Lord God, shake ourselves, Lord Jesus, and stop being closed mouthed, Lord God. We have the answer to the world, Lord God, to world peace, Lord God. We have the answer, Lord God, to hunger, Lord God, to strife, to animosity, Lord God, to bitterness, Lord Jesus. We have the answer to healing, Lord God. Oh God, we have every answer, Lord God, because you are every answer, Lord Jesus. And Father, we pray, Lord God, that you open us up, Lord God. When we come through, Lord God, they know that we've been there, Lord God, without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God. And we'll raise up because of the name of Christ that you put on us, Lord God, before the foundation of this world. Yes, Lord Jesus. You said that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And Lord, if we could only grab hold to that, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. There's nothing that we can ever think that we cannot do, Lord God, because of you. We can go, Lord God, and we can take hold, Lord God, to those that don't know you, Father God, and speak boldly into their lives, Lord Jesus. And lead them, Lord God, and guide them and show them the ways of life and truth. We bind your devil in the name of Jesus. Well, you're trying to make these young folks think that being a rapper and hip-hop music and all of those lies, we curse you in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you've laid down heaviness and cockatrice eggs down in their souls through witchcraft and soulish manipulation, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind you and we command that you loose them. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. That Lord God, they'll wake up, Lord God, and they'll lay a sledgehammer to that fool's head, Lord. And come out fighting and never stop fighting, Lord God. Because you've given them a message, Lord God. And that's the message of rebirth, Lord God, to be born again. To be born of the spirit and not of the flesh. Lord, give them a song to sing, Lord God. That blesses you all the days of their lives, Lord God. Where we can run hard, Lord Jesus, not being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Lord God, because you've given us that flame of fire, the Holy Ghost power, Lord God, that we can come out, Lord Jesus, and destroy him marvelously, Lord Jesus. Devil, we curse you and we bind you in our homes, on our jobs, in this hotel. In the life of the devil that he got somebody planning to kill us. You can't kill us before the time. Give us your eyes, Lord God, your ears to hear, Lord God, to hear the cry of the nations, Father God. Give it to us, Lord God. We pray for every saint today, Lord God, that they'll examine themselves and really see if they're in the faith, Lord God. What you meditate on all day long. What you think about all day long? Are you calling out to the Lord to be perfected so that he may use you? Help us today, Lord God. Bring us back to the old landmarks of praying and fasting. And Lord God, what happened to praying with people, Lord, that's trying to get the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus? Oh God, every saint need the Holy Ghost to be baptized with that fire, Lord God. Bring it back, Lord God. Stir up the gifts that's in your church, Lord God. Stir it up, Lord God. Stir it up. Stir it up, Lord. Stir it up. Stir it up, Jesus. Stir it up, Lord. Stir it up, Lord God. Stir it up, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you for resurrection life, Lord God. Resurrection life, Lord God, and healing, Lord God. Stir up the gifts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Stir them up, Lord. And every saint, Lord God, stir it up, Lord God. Stir it up in the Lord God. Stir it up, Lord God. Stir it up. Take it wherever you want it to go, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No more fear. No more fear. No more being bound in the name of Jesus. Stir the gift that's down in the Lord God, in the belly of rivers of living water. Stir it up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Stir it up, Lord. Stir it up, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Stir it up. Stir it up, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Stir it up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Do a work, Lord God. Do a work, Lord God, and Brother Dan, Lord God. Stir up the gifts down in him, Lord. He don't even know what he's been built and how he's been built, Lord God, and what you put down in him, Lord. But stir up those gifts, Lord God, and baptize him with the Holy Ghost and fire, Father God. Let rivers of living water flow through this vessel, Lord God, everywhere he goes, Lord God. Lift up all their burden, Lord God, where he's been bound and shackled, Lord God, to somebody, anybody, Lord God, that wants God, Jesus. Stir it up, Lord God. Stir it up, Jesus. Stir it up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we walk by faith but not by sight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up the Holy Ghost in these people, Lord. Stir it up, Lord God. Stir it up, Jesus. Stir it up, Lord. Stir it up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Stir it up, Lord. Stir it up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We need a risen and a living Savior, Lord God, in the midst of your people, Lord. Stir it up, Lord God. Tell them to turn back to that Bible, Lord God. Turn to turn back, Lord God, every waking minute, Lord. Give us the hunger and desire, Lord God, to seek you, Lord God. And everything that's missing in our lives, give us, Lord God, the eyes to be able to see, Lord God, that we need to hear your voice, Lord God, about it, Lord. Not seek the wisdom of man, but to seek the wisdom of God. Oh, God, we thank you today, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Fire us up, Lord God. Fire us up, Jesus. Ignite us, Lord God. Ignite us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everywhere we go, Father, ignite us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Ignite us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Stir us up, Lord God. Stir us up, Jesus. Stir us up, Lord. Stir us up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Stir us up, Lord. Stir us up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, stir us up, Lord God. We ask that you stir us up, Lord. Stir us up, Lord. Stir us up to reach the masses, Lord. Stir us up, Jesus. Stir us up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We exalt the Lord our God, and Lord, we worship at your holy hill, Lord. Stir us up, Lord God. Stir us up, Father. Stir us up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you today, Lord God. We lift up your holy name, Lord. Nobody wants to be down here, Lord God, and not made into the image, Lord God, before we go home. But we turn to you, Lord God. Let us return to our first love, Jesus Christ. Put the cell phone down, scrolling through it all the time. Think you're going to miss something. It's nothing there. It's nothing there. It's all futile. It's nothing there. It's a distraction, a total distraction from receiving the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. It's a distraction. Father, we thank you today, Lord God, that we'll turn that mess off, Lord Jesus. I can remember the day we didn't have cell phones, Lord God. And you didn't talk to me until I got home for you to call me. Everything was slower. My mind was slower, Lord God, where I could absorb more, Lord Jesus. Yes. But now everything is real time, Lord God. You're never surprised about anything, Lord God. Because you've already seen it and heard it, Lord God. It wasn't a joy to you, Lord God. That's what's wrong with these people today, Lord God. They think they know what they don't know, Lord God. Lies, full of deception and hypocrisy, Lord God, is the mouth of this croaking frog, Lord God, of perversion, Lord. He's perverting the airways, Lord Jesus. Skillfully doing it, Lord God, but we're giving power to him because we listen, Jesus. Stir us up, Lord God, to go back to the holy writ, Lord God. To pick it line by line, Lord God. Precept by precept. There a little, that here a little, Lord God. Add it unto us, Lord, as we spend time with you, Lord. You can't be an astute student, Lord God, scrolling through the scriptures on the cell phone. You can't do it. It's not there. It's getting that book and studying it and picking out the words that you don't understand and going and looking them up, breaking them up and allowing the Holy Ghost to show you in that particular passage what it means. And then meditating on it. When you scroll through that phone, it just zips and your mind just zips. Your mind gets used to being on fast mode all the time. All the time. It's a program. You're being programmed. People don't even read. They Your mind is on fast mode. You're skimming. You can't get the mysteries of God through skimming. You got to sit down and you got to meditate on it. Pull a tablet out and write it down.
Yes.
Take time and let the Lord show you his mysteries, what he has for you. Shut it down. Shut it down. We need the whole armor of God to be put on us and that we wear it. You can't skim it and get it. You can't take Vignettes and get it. This is a life that's lived out through a studious student that's studying the word of God, that we become like our Father. And he pours through his word. That's what's going on. It's slick. You go to bed with the cell phone, you wake up with the cell phone. It's slick. Turn it off. Turn it off. Get back to family time. Get back to prayer time. Yes. With the Lord. Don't worry about a missed call. Amen. Begin to become disciplined in everything, in every area of your life, in every area. Turn off that cell phone. Can't even sleep through the night. It's bumping and buzzing. Turn it off. That's why a lot of people don't rest. Their mind's been on speed zone, speed scrolling all day long. The mind is used to it. So when it's time to rest, your mind's still scrolling because the eyes have been watching it going from side to side, trying to read it. It's a trick. It's a trick. Lord, give us a time of fasting away from this cell phone. Lord God, it's a bunch of junk. We're going to trust you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Reprogram our mind. Renew our minds, Lord. Renew our minds. Yes. Renew it, Jesus. Yes. Let us not get in the flow of the world, but let's back out of it, Father. And I thank you, Jesus, for this day, Lord. Let us be able to hear and understand your word. Let us be overcomers, Lord God, of the devil's devices. You pour out your spirit on your word when it's down in us. You bring it to life because it's a living. It's a living translation. That's why when John the Baptist came out of the wilderness, he didn't know nothing about this world. Because of the love of the Father that was down in him, the word of truth was down in him, imparted to him by the Holy Ghost. That's all he knew. That's all we're supposed to know. You give us light on anything else, Lord. If anybody needs to contact us, they'll be able to contact us. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord God. Can't even have family time without stepping out. Dinner time without stepping out of the restaurant with your family. Taking a call. It ain't that important. It ain't important. They can wait. People need to learn how to be made to wait. Everything ain't instant in somebody's life. Not a child of God. It's not instant. People don't even look to the Lord. Don't even ask God. What do you think about me, Lord? What do you want me to do, Lord? How do you want me to put my makeup on? What dress you want me to wear today? What pleases you today, Father? Which way shall I travel today when I get in this car, Lord? What shall we eat tonight, Lord God? How should I prepare the house today for my family? What music you want me to listen to, Lord God? Where do you want me to go for lunchtime today, Lord? We don't ask him anything. We just do what comes to our minds. We don't acknowledge him in all our ways. So he can lead us and direct us and guide us in the paths of truth and righteousness. Open us up, Lord God, to do what you called us to do, Lord Jesus, and to be what you called us to be, Lord, so we can hear you, Lord. We got to hear you, Lord Jesus. You're making strategic moves right now, Lord God, but we got to be in the place to hear you, Lord, and not miss you. Open us up, Lord Jesus, and teach us to listen, Lord. Teach us to shut down the cell phone, the foolishness, Lord Jesus. The news, the text messages, the group text, the this, the that. Lord God, all this foolishness, Lord Jesus. Foolishness. Help us to look to you, Lord. Help us to look to you. And Father, we thank you for it right now, Lord God. We glorify you and you alone. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to come before your Father. For it's a great honor and a privilege, Lord Jesus, to call on your holy name, Lord God. Because we know when we call, you will answer. And we thank you today, Jesus. We give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. And the just shall live by your faith, Father God. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.